नमो विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादि पाश्चात्य देशकारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. ओके सो वी विल कंटिन्यू आवर डिस्कशन ऑन द सेकेंड वर्स ऑफ उपदेशामृत. We were discussing Srila Prabhupada's commentary. Nectar of instruction. So, Sarvatma, approve kiya kya? So, Srila Prabhupada was mentioning that first he presented the platform that how human life is meant for plain living and high thinking. This plain living and high thinking is possible if one accepts the shelter of the Antaranga Shakti. But if one takes shelter of the Bahiranga Shakti, the symptoms of such a manifestation is Atyahara Prayasascha Prajalponiyamagraha Janasangascha Laulyamcha Shadgar Bhakti Vinashyati. Therefore he says Mahatmanastu Mam Partha Daivim Prakriti Mashrita, that is one who takes shelter of Daivi Prakriti. But the crippled-minded people, they reject bhakti and they take shelter of sense gratification, and that manifests in the form of these six symptoms. And this ism, that ism, all of which has its own shade of atyahara, prayasa and so on. So then we saw that so every living entity in this world has to undergo the three types of kleshas, adhyatmik, adhibhautik and adhidevik kleshas. So the which manifests mainly in the form of birth, death, old age and disease. In the material world one has to work for the maintenance of the body and soul. But how can one perform such a work in such a way that it leads to favorable execution of Krishna consciousness? This is the question. So he says that everyone requires roti, kapda, makan, but one should not collect more than necessary for his actual basic needs. This is Prabhupada explaining atyahara, overeating or over collection or over sensual indulgence. So Prabhupada gives the example of a bag of grains. When put, birds will come and take little bit and go, or animals will do the same, but the human being will take the whole bag and go. He will eat as much as his stomach can hold and then try to keep the rest in storage. This is atyahara and the whole world is suffering because of this. Collecting and eating more than necessary also causes prayas. So if you have to get more than necessary to keep your body and soul together, then it leads to unnecessary over endeavor, which is called as prayas. By God's arrangement, one can have a small piece of land and a cow for milk, everything he can get. But fortunately, man has been given higher intelligence for the cultivation of Krishna consciousness or the understanding of God and one's relationship with Him. Unfortunately, so-called civilized man, not caring for God realization, utilizes his intelligence for getting more than necessary and simply eat to satisfy the tongue. So then it leads to factories, slaughterhouses, brothels and liquor shops, etc. So if people are advised not to collect too many goods, eat too much or work unnecessarily, to possess artificial amenities, then they think that you want me to live a primitive life of an aborigine. So they can't understand the principle of simple, plain living and high thinking. This is their unfortunate position. But jivasya tatva jigyasa anartho yascheha karmabhi. One's prayas should be aimed towards ending, putting an end to this birth, death, old age, disease, and prayas should not be unnecessarily wasted for such dharma, artha and kama. Therefore, that is the true purpose of religion. Unfortunately, people accept religion for material prosperity because of atyahara or an excessive desire for such prosperity. True religion, however, instructs people to be satisfied with the bare necessities of life while cultivating Krishna consciousness. Even though we require economic development, true religion allows it only for supplying the bare necessities of material existence. Where in the scriptures can you recollect bare necessities for material existence? Chirani kim patina santi dishanti viksham and taravah kim na jeevanti vastraah kim na sushantata na kadanti na mehanti kim grame pashavo pare and shariram kevalam karma kurvam naapnauti kilvisham. Jeevasya tattva jigyasa, the real purpose of life is to inquire about the absolute truth. If one's endeavor or prayas is not to inquire about the absolute truth, we will simply increase our endeavor to satisfy our artificial needs. So, endeavor is needed because the living entity cannot stay without doing some endeavor. Nahi kaschit kshanamapi jata tishtatya karma krit. Now the point is, what is a fruitful endeavor? That is the question. Another impediment is prajalpa, unnecessary talking. Iske bare mein humne padha nahi. So now we will start today's discussion. Prajalpa padha tha kya? Oh, it was previous. Prabhupada ka isme nahi padha. Ah, wo dusra commentary mein padha. Vacho vegam mein tha wo. Vacho vegam. Vacho Vegam. This is Prajalpa. Second. First verse Vacho Vegam. Prabhupada spoke about Vacho Vegam. Usme croaking of the dog. When we mix with a few friends, we immediately begin unnecessary talking, sounding just like croaking toads. If we must talk, we should talk about the Krishna consciousness movement. Those outside of the Krishna consciousness movement are interested in reading heaps of newspapers, magazines and novels, solving crossword puzzles and doing many other nonsensical things. Phir bhi kaafi sattvik likha hai Prabhupada. I remember when I went to my aunt's place, it's in Kumbakonam. Ekdam Kumbakonam compared to Chennai is almost like a village only, you can say. So, udhar main cricket match dekh raha tha. So, my aunt said, she was telling my cousin sister, it was many, many years back, she was telling my cousin sister, see, you should learn from him, you see what he is watching. क्यों कमेंट्री इंग्लिश में चल रहा है एंड शी यूज्ड टू वॉच ओनली दोस हमारा लैंग्वेज में जो सीरियल्स चलता था नो तमिल सीरियल्स सो शी यूज्ड टू वॉच ओनली दैट एंड माय आंट वाज टेलिंग यू सी यू शुड लर्न फ्रॉम यू सी व्हाट इज वॉच. वो मराठी में अभंग पढ़ता था वो इंग्लिश में वो न्यूज़पेपर पढ़ेगा तो ही उनका अच्छा लगेगा. इन दिस फैशन पीपल सिंपली वेस्ट देयर वैल्युएबल टाइम एंड एनर्जी. इन द वेस्टर्न कंट्रीज ओल्ड मेन रिटायर्ड फ्रॉम एक्टिव लाइफ play cards, fish, watch television and debate about useless socio-political schemes. So basically, whiling away time is prajalpa. It's not just talking. Talking is one way of whiling away time. Playing some mobile games or whatever, just some non-Krishna conscious entertainment. This is all prajalpa, wiling away time. All these and other frivolous activities are included in the prajalpa category. Intelligent persons interested in Krishna consciousness should never take part in such activities. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, prajalpa ke bare mein likhne ka time in Bhaktiya Loka, he says, he talks about how reading newspapers is a colossal waste of time for practicing sadhakas. So, during Bhaktivinoda Thakur's time, there was only Amrita Bazaar Patrika. So, Amrita Bazaar Patrika ka jo chief editor the, Shishir Kumar Ghosh, he was like Bhaktivinoda Thakur's disciple only. And newspaper mein, he was the one who gave him the name Seventh Goswami. So, Seventh Goswami bolke, unka naam kaise aaya? Amrita Bazaar Patrika mein unke baare mein article likha unhone. How is Bhaktivinoda Thakur Seventh Goswami bolke? And that was the only newspaper in Calcutta during Bhaktivinoda Thakur's days. And old paper mein, Shishir Kumar Ghosh used to publish Bhaktivinoda Thakur ka jidhar kidhar kidhar talks hai, unka itinerary kidhar kidhar travel kar rahe hain, wo sab newspaper mein chapta tha. So then, this was the kind of newspaper that existed in Calcutta during those days. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, reading newspaper is a colossal waste of time for practicing sadhakas. So, matlab aaj ka newspaper to kaun sa category mein aayega? Bhaktivinoda Thakur to intelligent persons interested in Krishna consciousness should never take part in such activities. So, this is about prajalpa. Jana Sangha refers to associating with persons not interested in Krishna consciousness. So, iske baare mein Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes in Bhaktiya Loka that Sangha means, abhi Jana Sangha kya hai? Someone may say, oh, I go to office and all my colleagues are non-devotees, I have to associate with them. Is that Jana Sangha? So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, no. Jana Sangha means where there is the six exchanges. Tadati Pratigrannati Guhyamakhyati Pratchati. Where you are attached to associating with them and you share these six exchanges, that is called as Sangha. So if you don't have these six exchanges and you are not attached to associating with them, then it is not Sangha and it will not create an impact in your thought process, in your world view, in your like that. So, he says that Jana Sangha refers to associating with persons not interested in Krishna consciousness. One should strictly avoid such association. Srila Narottam Das Thakur has therefore advised us to live only in the association of Krishna conscious devotees. Bhakta Sane Vas. So, ye teen words sunte sunte aapko kiska yaad aata hai? Krishna Ravind Prabhu? No. Bhakti Charu Maharaj? No. At least, I don't know. Mujhe kisi ka yaad aata hai, ye teen shabd sunte sunte. Prabhupad ka past time yaad aa raha hai. Main abhi bolunga to kuch logon ko click hoga. Bolo. Bolo. Manmohan Prabhu. ये गाता रहता था भक्त सने वार ऐसा कभी सुना है? Many times, 100 times I have heard. गाता रहता था, सुना है ना आपने? Srila Narottam Das Thakur has therefore advised us to live only in the association of Krishna conscious devotees. Huh? He has gone there to give his association. One should always engage in the service of the Lord in the association of Lord's devotees. Association with those engaged in a similar line of business is very conducive to advancement in that business. Consequently, materialistic persons from various associations and form various associations and clubs to enhance their endeavors. For example, in the business world, we find such institutions as the Stock Exchange and the Chamber of Commerce. Similarly, we have established the International Society for Krishna Consciousness to give people an opportunity to associate with those who have not forgotten Krishna. This spiritual association offered by our ISKCON movement is increasing day by day. Many people from different parts of the world are joining this society to awaken their dormant Krishna consciousness. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur writes in his Anuvritti commentary that too much endeavor to acquire knowledge on the part of the mental speculators or dry philosophers fall within the category of Pratyahara. Abhi Anuvritti shuru ho gaya. Lavlyam ke bare mein, I think he will tell later. Of course, Janasangat Panch cover kar diya. Prabhupada zone commentary. Atyahara, Prayasa, Prajalpa, Niyamagraha ke bare mein kuch bola nahi Prabhupada abhi tak. नियमाग्रह और लौल्यम के बारे में बोला नहीं, वो बाद में बताएंगे, अभी अनुवृत्ति कमेंट्री शुरू हो गया. अकॉर्डिंग टू श्रीमद् भागवतम द एंडेवर ऑफ द फिलोसॉफिकल स्पेक्युलेटर्स टू राइट वॉल्यूम्स ऑफ बुक्स ऑन ड्राई फिलोसफी डिवाइड ऑफ कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस इज एंटायरली फ्यूटाइल. द वर्क ऑफ द कर्मी इज टू राइट वॉल्यूम्स ऑफ बुक ऑन इकोनॉमिक डेवलपमेंट ऑल्सो फॉल्स इन द कैटेगरी ऑफ प्रत्याहार. सो जस्ट द वे Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur explains these six items with respect to the jnanis, karmis and materialists. Whatever the jnanis, karmis and materialists do, it falls, for the bhakta, it falls within the category of atyahara, prayasa, prajalpa, niyamagraha, janasangha, laulyam. Atyahara ke se, whatever the jnanis accumulate knowledge, that is atyahara for devotees. The karmis accumulate wealth or piety or other such things, that is atyahar for devotees. And the materialists accumulate wealth, prosperity, etc., that is all atyahar for devotees. And similarly, the over endeavor of the jnani, the endeavor of the jnani is to progress on the path of jnan, when performed by devotee, is prayas, jnana prayas for him. And the endeavor of the karmi for performing various kinds of pious activities to gain piety, it is when performed by devotee, is prayas for him, karma prayas. Similarly, engagement in activities, over engagement in activities for gaining material prosperity and other such things done by the materialist, those activities are bona fide for the materialist but prayas for the devotee. And prajalpa, whatever talks done by the karmis and jnanis for their own nourishment of their faith, when done by the devotee, is prajalpa. And niyamagraha. Niyamagraha means accepting the lower rules. When a devotee accepts the rules of the karmis, jnanis and the materialists and gives lot of importance to it, that is niyamagraha for him. Whereas when he rejects his own rules which nourish the creeper of bhakti, that is niyamagraha for him. Okay, then janasangha, associating with this karmis, jnanis and materialists is janasangha for the devotee, and associating with like-minded devotees is sadhu sangha. And restlessness, laulyam, is greedy for material accomplishments is laulyam, and restlessness of the mind due to various false philosophies or incomplete philosophies like the philosophy of jnana, karma or Buddhism, Jain philosophy, all these things is falls in there. So in this way he describes all these six items with respect to what is being practiced by the karmis, jnanis and so all people of this world. He divides it into four categories: karmis, jnanis, materialists and bhaktas. So for bhaktas, engaging in any of these activities, it falls within the category of atyahara, prayasa, prajalpa, niyamagraha, janasangha, laulyam. So can you tell one verse from Bhagavad Gita which encapsulates this whole thing. This presentation of and this verse was quoted by Chaitanya Charan Prabhu today. That is the hint. Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Gita. Batao? Yaad nahi aa raha hai? See, I will again tell, he has divided the whole world into four categories, or for his purpose, two categories, bhaktas and those who are not bhaktas. They may be materialists, jnanis or karmis. Doing all the activities that they do falls within the six categories. Can you think of one verse from Bhagavad Gita which encapsulates this whole understanding? Okay, but not... that is the verse. Sanisha Prashant. Onsa verse ho? Yanisha Sarva Bhutanam Tasyam Jagrati Sanyami Tasyam Jagrati Bhutani Sanisha Pashyatomne. That is the verse. Bole na? Today he told that verse. Paradharma Bhayavaha also you can say. You can say. Correct. You are right. Similarly, those who have no desire for Krishna consciousness and who are simply interested in possessing more and more material things, either in the shape of scientific knowledge or monetary gain, are all included under the control of Atyahara. Karmis labor to accumulate more and more money for future generations only because they do not know their future position. Kon bol rahe the kal? US Hari Gopal was showing me Bhakti Charu Maharaj ka jo video ek dikha rahe the. Aap sab ne dekha hoga video. Kaun sa? Guru Nanak. So Guru Nanak goes to the house of one of his followers, and he has like so many bricks of gold, a lot of gold he has. Many flags are there. Okay, flags ka matlab kya hai? Matlab 10,000 gold coins when he collects, he used to put one flag. ऐसा बहुत सारा फ्लैग्स था, मतलब कितना गोल्ड कॉइन्स रहता होगा उसमें. तो वो बोला, एंड ही वाज टॉकिंग अबाउट हिज वेल्थ एंड ऑल दैट. एंड गुरु नानक कुछ भी बोले नहीं, तो उनका पॉकेट में से एक सुई निकाला और उस सुई को उनको दिया. आप काली मुझे एक मदद करो, मैं आप ये सुई को आपके पास छोड़ देता हूँ, तो बाद में मुझे दे देना. तो बोले कि हाँ ठीक है, पर आप बाद में कब आएंगे? बोलेंगे, वो बोले क्या, अगला लाइफ में आऊंगा, मैं नेक्स्ट लाइफ आई विल कम एंड टेक इट फ्रॉम यू. बोले कि अरे नेक्स्ट लाइफ को मैं सुई कैसे लेके जाऊंगा? तो वो लेके नहीं जा सकते. नहीं तो इतना सब गोल्ड आप कैसे लेके जाएंगे नेक्स्ट लाइफ को? अंडरस्टूड. अरे यार ये सुई भी नहीं लेके जाता हूँ, ले पाऊंगा तो फिर हाँ भी लेते. And then he became a follower of Guru Nanak. Like that. Huh? Marutta jaisa aap Arjun hai. Marutta chodke gaya hai, aur jaake leke aaja. Interested only in you will be the modern Dhananjaya. Interested only in getting more and more money for their sons and grandsons. Such foolish persons do not even know what their position is going to be in the next life. There are many incidents that illustrate this point. Once, a great karmi accumulated a vast fortune for his sons and grandsons, but later, according to his karma, he took his birth in a cobbler's house located near the building which in his previous life he had constructed for his children. I mean, a hypothetical story or a real story? It so happened that when this very cobbler came to his former house, his former sons and grandsons beat him with shoes. वो अलग है, ये कुछ अलग ही स्टोरी है. I think this is hypothetical story. Kailas ka Puranik story hai. Unless the Karmis and Gyanis become interested in Krishna consciousness, they will simply continue to waste their life in fruitless activities. Can you think of some verse which illustrates this point? Tapasvino Dhanaparayashasvino. Okay, any other verse? కర్మకాండ జ్ఞానకాండ సకల విషయర పాండ అమృత బులియ విషకాయ. ఓకే, యు సీ ద వర్డ్ ఆఫ్ సెంటెన్స్ సేస్ అన్లెస్ ద కర్మీస్ అండ్ జ్ఞానీస్ బికమ్ ఇంట్రెస్టెడ్ ఇన్ కృష్ణ కాన్షియస్నెస్ దే విల్ సింప్లీ కంటిన్యూ టు వేస్ట్ దేర్ టైమ్. నైష్కర్మ్యం అపి అచ్యుత భావ వర్జితం ఇస్ వన్ బహునాం జన్మనాం. ఓకే, ఏక వర్స్ అయినా వాట్ ఈస్ దట్ వర్స్? దట్ ఈస్ ఆల్సో దట్, బట్ దట్ ఈస్ ఓన్లీ కర్మీస్. వాట్ ఈస్ దట్ వర్స్? అంతే నారాయణ స్మృతి. ఏతావాన్ సాంఖ్య యోగాభ్యాం స్వధర్మ పరినిష్టయ జన్మలాభ పరపుంసాం అంతే నారాయణ స్మృతి. Accepting some of the scriptural rules and regulations, what is Prabhupada going to talk about now? Niyamagraha. Accepting some of the scriptural rules and regulations for immediate benefit, as utilitarians advocate, Prabhupada is also using the same word, utilitarians, is called Niyamagraha, and neglecting the Shastric rules and regulations that are meant for spiritual development is called Niyamagraha. The word agraha means eagerness to accept, and agraha means failure to accept. By the addition of either of these two words to the word niyamagraha is formed. Thus, niyamagraha has a twofold meaning that is understood according to the particular combination of words. Those interested in Krishna consciousness should not be eager to accept rules and regulations for economic advancement, yet they should very faithfully accept scriptural rules and regulations for the advancement of Krishna consciousness. They should strictly follow the regulative principles by avoiding illicit sex, meat eating, gambling and intoxication. One should also avoid association with Mayavadis, Abhi, Chana Sangame Aya, who simply blaspheme Vaishnavas. Muktikamis who are interested in material happiness, Muktikamis who desire liberation by merging into the existence of the formless absolute Brahman, and Siddhikamis who desire the perfection of mystic yoga practice are classified as Atyaharis. To associate with such persons is not at all desirable. Desires to expand the mind. See, the more closer the practice is to devotional service, the more difficult it is to discriminate that it is unfavorable to associate with that person. The more close that practice is to devotional service, the more difficult it is to discriminate that association is unfavorable. So, desires to expand the mind by perfecting mystic yoga, merging into the existence of Brahman, or attaining whimsical material prosperity are all included within the category of greed, laulya. Bhukti mukti siddhi kami. That's what Prabhupada says. That is laulya. Bhuktikam, muktikam, siddhikam. All attempts to acquire such material benefits are so-called spiritual advancement are impediments on the path of Krishna consciousness. Modern warfare waged between capitalists and communists is due to their avoiding the advice of Srila Rupa Goswami regarding Atyahar. How? Who wants more and more? Capitalist wants more and more. Both want more, but what do they say at least? Capitalist wants more, at least they are open about it. The communists also want more, but they say, no, no, share everything, share everything, share. You know. Otherwise, why is it that the communist countries are, you know, very, in one sense, quite poor actually? The basic amenities also, basic necessities also.
Wealth creation is because individuals' interest is not there. It doesn't create wealth.
It doesn't create appetite for generating wealth. Correct. श्याम सुंदर प्रभु हैड टू ब्रेड खरीदने के लिए इतना लंबा लाइन था. ऐसा नहीं कि उनका It was a normal day in Moscow, and this was not like some village. Moscow mein bread khareedne ke liye itna lamba line tha. The basic amenities. Modern capitalists accumulate more wealth than necessary, and the communists, envious of their prosperity, want to nationalize all wealth and prosperity property. Unfortunately, the communists do not know how to solve the problem of wealth and its distribution. Consequently, when the wealth of the capitalist falls into the hands of the communists, no solution results. Opposed to these two philosophies, the Krishna conscious ideology states that all wealth belongs to Krishna. Thus, unless all wealth comes under the administration of Krishna, there can be no solution to the economic problem of mankind. But the point is, all wealth belongs to Krishna, but you get the remnants for yourself. And what percentage you get as remnants? 100%. Or at least almost 100% you get. Or aap jo kama rahe hain, usko aap Krishna ko arpan karke, you know, you can utilize it. That is why Krishna consciousness, you know, it works. It is not like communism, where if everything I have to give it to the government, everything will be shared. Then what is the point? I will not work. Na? Kisko? अच्छा हाँ पहले ही बार में पूरा क्यों नहीं लेके जाएगा वैसे गजनी 17 टाइम्स हो ही गया ना Nothing can be solved by placing wealth in the hands of the communists or the capitalists. If a $100 bill is lying on the street, someone may pick it up and put it in his pocket. Such a man is not honest. Another man may see the money and desire to let it remain there, thinking that he should not touch another's property. Although the second man does not steal the money for his own purposes, he is unaware of its proper use. The third man who sees the $100 bill may pick it up, find the man who lost it and deliver it to him. This man does not steal the money to spend for himself, nor does he neglect it and let it lie in the street. By taking it and delivering it to the man who has lost it, this man is both honest and wise. The first person says, how wise? Ek hai uska time gaya, dusra hai paisa bhi hai. At least second person thoda to wise hai. At least uska time to waste nahi kiya usne. simply transferring wealth from capitalists to communists cannot solve the problem of modern politics. For it has been demonstrated that when a communist gets money, he uses it for his own sense gratification. Prabhupada is quoting history here, not ideology. Russia, or even Bengal for that matter. Of course. So Prabhupada is not quoting ideology. This is against the ideology of communism. But for all practical purposes, those who are so-called practicing communism, they were using the money for themselves. The wealth of the world actually belongs to Krishna. And every living entity, man and animal, has the birthright to use God's property for his maintenance. When one takes more than his maintenance requires, be he a capitalist or a communist, he is a thief, and as such he is liable to be punished by the laws of nature. So Prabhupada is talking about what here of the six? Atyahar. The wealth of the world should be used for the wealth of all living entities, for that is the plan of Mother Nature. So Prabhupada is actually talking communism only. Everyone has the right to live by utilizing the wealth of the Lord. When people learn the art of scientifically utilizing the Lord's property, they will no longer encroach upon one another's rights. Then an ideal society can be formed. The basic principle for such a spiritual society is stated in the first mantra of Shiva, Ishopanishad. Ishavasyamidam sarvam yatkincha jagatyam jagat tena tyaktena bujjita madhradah kasya svirtanam. Everything animate or inanimate that is within the universe is controlled and owned by the Lord. One should therefore accept only those things necessary for himself, which are set aside as his quota, and should not accept other things, knowing well to whom they belong. Krishna conscious devotees know very well that this material world is designed by the complete arrangement of the Lord to fulfill all the necessities of life for all living beings without their having to encroach upon the life or rights of one another. When they start doing it, they get into the whole cycle of karma. So, now one may say, the living entity wanted to enjoy separately from Krishna. Why does he have to suffer for that? The fact is, there is no one living entity. There were unlimited living entities which had this desire. So, Krishna provided a space and a quota for all. But now when you are encroaching upon each other's quota, you are not punished for turning your face away from Krishna. You are punished for encroaching on someone else's quota. So the law of karma is for that na. You encroach upon someone else's quota. It is for that. So you do something right, you earn piety by which you can enjoy separately from Krishna. And you do something wrong by encroaching on someone else's property, you have to be punished. Because that was not assigned for you. You wanted to enjoy separately from Krishna, a facility has been given for you. Similarly, another person also wanted to enjoy separately from Krishna, a quota has been given for him. Why you want to encroach upon his quota? So law of karma is not to punish living entities for turning their face away from Krishna. It is because having turned their face, he is trying to encroach upon someone else's property.
So someone does not encroach.
Yeah, he can live in the material world happily, which means without Krishna. Not without karma, with pious karma.
Because somebody else may encroach on his quota.
What is the example?
Example means
encroaching another's
property. Yeah, I mean, the whole consumerism is like that. feel a malls and all, I think abhi US mein Walmart is there, matlab bahut bada, matlab it is like really huge supermarket. Usme bhi na wo jo thoda city mein Walmart rehta tha, aur city ka thoda outskirts mein jayenge na Walmart ka wholesale shop rehta tha. That would be like 4-5 times bigger than the retail shop. Walmart ka wholesale, usme sab buy 3 get 2 free waisa sab offers hai, sab bada 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 bada. To mera roommate sada Walmart kabhi bhi nahi jata tha. Weekends mein seedha wholesale Walmart we used to go. Aur sab kuch, he will purchase so many things, usme 10% bhi use nahi hota tha. But he used to think, kitna, you know, how much I have saved. Aisa. Nahi, wo sad jata tha, aisa fake deta tha bas.
Walmart concept is itself, because they want all the money for themselves. So people, the culture of smaller shop got killed. One person messes all the world, and he, because he buys, sells in bulk, he sells in lesser rate.
Yeah.
Yes, 90% of the world's wealth is in that
10%.
Richest man in the world is in the Pata.
Yes. Fortune 500.
Every country in Walmart in America, Marks and Spencer in Europe.
Huh?
Walmart in America. Marks and Spencer in London.
Carrefour
in France.
Because
every country has a huge retailers. Shop, you get tired.
You can't cover the whole shop actually, literally.
This is just one, that's a mall with many companies, this is one guy, think of Jai.
Huh?
The name of them is Jai.
Huge. And it's India, you will see a multi-story mall, because there is space kam hai na. US, there is no supermarket multi-story. Nahi hai. Only ground floor. But itna bada rehta hai. Matlab literally, andar jane ke liye aapko gaadi milta hai. आप बैठ के चला के जा सकते हैं, फिर पीछे पूरा आपका सामान रखने के लिए वो कार है. एंड लिटरली ना, यू नो, आपको टाइम पास के लिए जा सकते हैं आप मॉल में. सच में होता था, एक एक चक्कर मार के आएगा ना, पक्का कुछ तो कर ही देगा. बट ऐसा लगता है थोड़ा अच्छा टाइम पास हो. एंड यू फील लाइक यू नो यू चोज, सो मच चॉइस एंड यू आर चूजिंग समथिंग, ऐसा आपको एक सेटिस्फेक्शन रहता था शॉपिंग का. तो नहीं तो हमें अभी ऑर्डिनरी एक किराना का दुकान है, उसमें जाके थोड़ा चॉकलेट दे दो, वो पूछेगा नहीं कौन सा चॉकलेट है, पर डब्बा खोलेगा जो हाथ में आता है वो दे देगा आपको. पर उधर चॉकलेट के लिए एक बड़ा एक यू कैन मूव अराउंड एंड चूज, यू आर द किंग, यू नो, इट रियली गिव्स यू अ फीलिंग लाइक यू नो यू आर द किंग. Hours goes.
In Holland is IKEA.
Huh?
IKEA. So they are known for selling the most stupidest things. Like coffee glass is shaped like this. It's an alert shape. Funny things. Blue color, purple color. But everyone walks in, confirm buy something and take. No one goes empty handed.
Yeah.
How old is somebody?
Yeah, na big bazaar sab kuch hai. Jeevika? Ah, Rasik Gaurav Prabhu Small. पर उसको उससे खरीदने के लिए भी कोई आएंगे कि नहीं? This complete arrangement affords the proper quota of wealth for everyone according to his real needs, and thus everyone may live peacefully according to the principle of plain living and high thinking. Unfortunately, materialists who have neither faith in the plan of God nor any aspiration for higher spiritual development misuse their God-given intelligence only to augment their material possessions. They devise many systems such as capitalism and materialistic communism to advance their material position. They are not interested in the laws of God or in a higher goal. Always anxious to fulfill their unlimited desires for sense gratification, they are conspicuous by their ability to exploit their fellow living beings. See, exploiting fellow living beings. When human society gives up the elementary faults enumerated by Srila Rupa Goswami, atyahara, etc., all enmity will cease between men and animals, capitalists and communists, and so forth. In addition, all problems of economic and political maladjustment and instability will be solved. This pure consciousness is awakened by the proper spiritual education and practice offered scientifically by the Krishna Consciousness Movement. This Krishna Consciousness Movement offers a spiritual community that can bring about a peaceful condition in the world. Every intelligent man should purify his consciousness and rid himself of the above mentioned six hindrances to devotional service. How? By taking wholehearted shelter of this Krishna Consciousness Movement. Krishna Consciousness Movement means association of devotees. That is why after 2 and 3, favorable and unfavorable, he talks about association. Tadati Pratigrinnati, how to develop. So this is the explanation of Srila Prabhupada about the six obstacles. Atyahara, Prayasa, Prajalpo, Niyamagraha. Janasangascha Lavalyam cha Shadbir Bhaktir Vinashyati. So, 2 minutes for you to recollect some striking point that you thought. In the meantime, I will save this.